This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 249. You don't even know how easy it is to use even in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
On today's episode, we'll show you four situations where you use the word even and how to use your tone of voice to make it work in an English conversation.
Hey, Michelle, what's shaking?
Hi, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's early January here, and today is a Tear Up Your Textbooks Tuesday.
Awesome.
Are you excited?
I am excited. What are we going to tear up our textbooks about?
By the way, what does the word tear up mean? I wonder if our listeners know the word tear up, right? It's a lovely little phrasal verb.
Oh, yeah. Phrasal verb means just rip.
Yeah, rip. Meh, rip. Yeah. To rip, yep. To tear up. To tear up, to rip. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, we're going to talk today about the word even and how to use it because, you know, we know that a lot of our listeners really are at that upper intermediate level, and they're just looking for ways to get to that advanced level. And I think that using even correctly is one of those ways. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think this is really common, and it can be confusing because there are so many ways to use it.
Yeah, so this is perfect for the typical All Ears English listener. So listen up, guys, if you're listening in today.
Yes.
So there are four ways that we're going to talk about today. There are a few others also, but we're just going to focus on the four big ones today.
Okay.
To use even. So let's just run through them real quick, and then we'll go back and we'll go through each one really clearly.
Okay.
Okay. So what's the first one, Michelle? The first situation where we use the word even.
Okay. So the first situation is to express something that's surprising, something that it's unusual, something different than what we expect, right?
Exactly. That's the first one. And just to quickly brush through all of them, then we'll come back. Okay. So the second one is comparing. When we compare something and then we add emphasis to that comparison,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The
third one is to be in balance. We'll get back.
That one's actually, yeah, we'll come back to it. That one is easier than it sounds.
Yes.
And the fourth one is talking about a certain kind of number.
Yes.
Still the easiest example. So let's go back. Don't panic, guys. Don't worry. The episode is not over. We're going to show you exactly what we mean and how to use this.
Right.
So let's go back to the first one, Michelle. So when we want to show that something is surprising or unusual or is more than we expect, mm-hmm, we can use even, right?
Absolutely. So think about like, okay, I get lost even when I have a map. It's like, I'm surprised, right? I get lost and it's surprising because I have a map. So I get lost even when I have a map.
Exactly. Or I went to class and I didn't even remember my notebook.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Right, right, right. I didn't even remember my notebook, right?
Yeah.
About this? Even my best students struggle with the word even.
Like, right, exactly. Even my best students struggle with the word even.
Yeah.
I like it. So one interesting thing to note here, right, Michelle, is the emphasis, the pronunciation. Guys, I think at your level, one of the keys to moving to the advanced level is now to think about intonation.
Right. Oh, this is so big.
This is huge. So we want you to pay attention. We're going to talk about it right now. What are we emphasizing in these sentences? Let's do it again.
Okay.
I get lost even when I have a map.
Mm-hmm. I went to class and I didn't even remember my notebook.
Even my best students struggle with the word even. So I think most of our listeners can hear there that we were stressing the word even.
Yeah, yeah. And really on that even, right? Like a big mm.
Exactly. It's that we might be overemphasizing it a little bit for the show, but listen to native speakers, guys. Again, that's the key. Listen to them, and listen to them when they use the word even. You'll notice that when they're expressing surprise, they're going to emphasize even. They're going to stress that word.
Right.
But that's different from the next one, a little bit different when we're comparing something.
Yes. Okay, so making a comparison, right? So, for example, that coat is on sale for a great price, but it will be even cheaper next week.
Hmm. Or there are a ton of people here tonight, but there were even more people here last night.
Perfect, right? So, yeah, this one compares.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so what are we... So we said that for the first one, going back to number one, we were stressing, we're giving more intonation to the word even in that sentence. But for this one, Michelle, what are we stressing in these sentences?
We're actually stressing the comparative word, right? Even cheaper next week, even more people last month.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And we did, as native speakers, we didn't realize that until we were preparing for this episode and we were talking through these examples.
Right.
But this is going to give you guys the hint. So don't ignore intonation.
Oh, my gosh. Any of my students know that intonation is one of my favorite things. And sometimes I think people think, oh, come on, right? But no. It's so important. And it can really make the difference in level from, you know, this intermediate to advanced.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, and not just in terms of speaking correctly, but more importantly, in terms of being understood.
Absolutely. There you go.
Yeah. I was working with a student this fall, and we worked quite a bit on chunking. And that's another thing that we could work on, chunking thought groups.
Right.
But that's an important way, because if you're just stringing your sentence together, all these words with the same emphasis, no one's going to understand you.
Yeah, we're our voices go up and down, and we stress different words, and it might be a little bit unnatural, you know, but that's how we do it. And it helps. I mean, we understand people based on their intonation, even. I think that, you know, just for even you can have perfect grammar, you can have perfect everything. But I think intonation will really put you over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of people understanding you and you're sounding natural and native.
Yes.
So let's go into the last two, which are easier, a little more kind of self-explanatory, right? Than the first two. So the third category of using even is just to describe sort of being in balance. Can you give us an example, Michelle?
Sure. So we have, I paid the rent. We're even now.
Right. So to be even, right? We're even. We're equal.
Equal.
Right. I have to find a way to get even with my brother because he stole my, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Right.
That one's almost a little like, right?
It's like, right. To get even.
It's like get revenge.
Yeah. It's a good phrase, right? We have lots of phrases in English with get.
Oh, yeah.
Another good episode idea. Ding, ding. but yeah, so to get even with someone. So that just means simple, to be in balance. Okay. The last one, what's the last category of when we use even?
The last one is for even numbers. So an even number is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and then
24, 26, 28, yeah. 30, right? It goes on forever.
Oh, forever. And then the opposite of even is the odd number. So 3, 5, 7, 9, right?
Exactly.
And actually, I remember, I always remember this from when I was in elementary school, I think. I remember 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate even? I don't know if you ever heard that one, Lindsay, but I remember that's how they taught us.
Oh, I've heard the 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate, but I've heard it for like a cheerleader's
kind of song.
No, this was just for just for school.
That was just for math class.
Yeah. So I always think of that.
I like that. So you'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. So those are the four, I think, the most important categories where we use even. Again, there are some other situations and we can go into those in other episodes, but these are the most important ones. So just to recap, when you're talking about a surprise, I get lost even when I have a map.
Right. And then we have comparing, right? Add emphasis when you make a comparison. So that coat is on sale for a great price, but it will be even cheaper next week.
Good. And focus on the intonation there for our more advanced listeners. Right. Yeah. And to be in balance, right? I paid the rent and we're even now.
Right. Right. Exactly. And the last one is even and odd numbers. Remember my little cheerleading 2, 4, 6, 8, even, right?
Exactly. Perfect. So in the end, it's not so bad. So we want to encourage you guys to come back to allearsenglish.com/249 and write us an example sentence. Give us an example. Tell us a story from your life and use the word even in one of these categories, okay? So thanks for joining us today, Michelle. This has been fun.
Thanks, Lindsay. Yeah, this is a great, great topic, and I look forward to the responses.
I know. Super useful, right?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.